Girl, hey, welcome back to Notes to Her, the Daily Pep Talk. I'm Yaya, your confidence and mindset coach, here to remind you of who you really are. And I don't mean the watered-down version you've learned to perform for the world. Now, let me ask you something. Have you ever told yourself, I just want to make sure it's perfect first? Perfect before you apply, perfect before you post it, perfect before you say something out loud. Maybe you want to tweak the wording again. Maybe you research one more thing. Or maybe you tell yourself you just need a little bit more clarity. But what if perfection isn't preparation? What if preparation is protection? Protection from judgment. Protection from being seen before you feel ready. Protection from getting it wrong in front of other people. And if you listen to Note 56, you know exactly where this goes. Because perfectionism and waiting to feel ready, they are cousins. And today, I'm calling them both out. Perfectionism has one of the best disguises because it sounds reasonable. It sounds disciplined. It sounds like high standards. You'll hear people say things like, I just want to do it right. I'm detail-oriented. I care about quality. And listen, none of those things are bad, but perfectionism is something different. Perfectionism isn't about excellence. It's about avoiding discomfort. It's the voice in your head that says, don't move until you're 100% sure. Don't share unless it's flawless. Don't speak until you know exactly how it will land. And if you follow that voice long enough, you will end up stuck in preparation mode. Not because you're incapable, but because you're trying to eliminate risk. So let's slow down here for a moment, because perfectionism rarely starts with standards. It starts with fear. Fear of being judged. Fear of being misunderstood. Fear of looking inexperienced. Fear of someone seeing you try and fail. And when those fears are sitting quietly in the background, perfectionism becomes a strategy your brain uses to protect you. You tell yourself, if I can just get this right, no one can criticize it. If I prepare enough, no one can question me. If I wait until I'm completely sure, I won't embarrass myself. But here's the thing that a lot of women don't realize. Perfectionism isn't confidence. It's armor. It's the emotional version of trying to control every variable before you let yourself be seen. And the problem with that, life doesn't work that way. You can't control how people interpret you. You can't control how every conversation lands. You can't control every outcome. So perfectionism keeps you stuck trying to manage the uncontrollable. And when you live like that long enough, something subtle starts happening to your confidence. A lot of women think perfectionism helps their confidence, but in actuality, it does a lot of damage. Because it feels like preparation. It feels like making sure you don't embarrass yourself. But perfectionism actually trains your brain to doubt you. Every time you delay action waiting for something to be flawless, your brain interprets that hesitation as evidence. Evidence that you're not ready. Evidence that you need more time, evidence that you don't know enough yet. And over time, your brain builds a story about you, a story that says, I'm not ready yet. I still need to figure it out. I shouldn't say anything until I'm sure. But confidence doesn't grow through certainty. Confidence grows through experience, through speaking up and realizing you survived the moment, through sharing something imperfect and realizing it still helps somebody. Through trying things, adjusting, learning, and trying again. Perfectionism blocks that process. Because if you only allow yourself to move when everything is flawless, you remove the very experiences that builds confidence in the first place. And perfectionism doesn't just affect your work or your visibility. It also shows up in your relationships too. It affects how you communicate. You might rehearse conversations in your head. You might overthink how something will be received. You might spend hours trying to figure out the right way to say something so that you don't upset anyone. Or sometimes you don't say anything at all. Because you're afraid that if the words don't come out perfectly, the relationship will shift. So you stay quiet. You tell yourself you're being patient or understanding or easygoing. And you downplay your needs. You avoid difficult conversations. And over time, something subtle starts happening. Tension starts building. Because your needs are still there. Your thoughts are still there. Your feelings are still there. They're just waiting. And relationships don't grow through perfect communication. They grow through honest communication. And honesty is rarely polished. So this is where the illusion of perfectionism really breaks down. The women who appear the most confident are usually the ones who stop chasing perfection the earliest. They post the thought, they speak the idea, they say the thing. Not because it's flawless, but because it's real. And that realness builds self-trust. Now, if you're listening to this and you're thinking, wow, this actually sounds like me, first of all, you are not alone. And by no means am I telling you to lower your standards, because we all have those, and most of the time it's for good reason. However, in order for you to be productive and trust yourself more, there is a shift that needs to happen. That shift is redefining what progress looks like. Instead of asking, is this perfect? You start asking, is this honest? Is this helpful? Is this aligned with who I'm becoming? Because perfection keeps you performing, but alignment moves you forward, and forward is where confidence lives. Now, here's a small challenge for you this week. Pick one thing that you've been overthinking. One, not 10, just one. And instead of perfecting it, release it. Send the email, post the thought, share the idea, have the conversation. Let it be human. Let it be imperfect. Let it be real. Because the moment you stop waiting for perfect is the moment that you start building confidence. And if you are realizing that perfectionism has been one of the ways you keep playing yourself small, you're not alone. So many ambitious women struggle with this. Not because they lack ability, but because they care deeply about doing things well. And that is exactly the work that we do in Becoming Her. It's about rebuilding your self-worth so that you stop needing perfection to feel confident. It's about speaking up, setting boundaries, and showing up like the woman you are becoming. And if that's something that you've been craving, you can learn more in the show notes. Now, before I end this, I want you to sit with the idea that perfection isn't confidence. It's protection. Protection from being judged, protection from getting it wrong, protection from being seen too soon. But the life you want, the visibility you want, the confidence you want, none of it lives inside hiding. So this week, instead of asking yourself if something is perfect, ask yourself if it's real. And if it is, let it be seen. Journal on that, sit with that. And make sure you're subscribed so you don't miss the next note, because we're not just talking about confidence here, we're building it. With love, Yaya. Yeah.